And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, man. We are spanning south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Mississippi, where they value free speech at Mississippi State. I just had, I think it was Keith. It was, was it Keith? No, it wasn't Keith. It was Paul from Athens just sent me one, I think, and said, that means we need more cowbell. So, okay. I hear it. All right, I am switching gears right now. Number three on the triple dipper as we hit 4:25 p.m. Let me intro the topic. What you got there? Were you third quarter? What was that?
Oh, I was just saying you made it to number three.
Oh, I made it to number three.
I was just holding up
it's
the
like,
three.
It's like fourth quarter, but it was three. I was like, we don't do that on the third quarter. All right, yeah, okay, so thank you, Boomer. Now I'm totally, I don't know even where I am right now. What day is this? It's Friday. Fry-yay. All right. Come back to me, Phil. Come back. Have you seen the story about Martha's Vineyard and Governor Ron DeSantis paying to fly illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, like the bastion of elitism, the place where, you know, Obama and Oprah and all of them have their you know, their compounds. And it's just, in fact, I get some good texts on the if you want to text in, by the way, we have a text line now. The text line is the same as the phone line. You can call in 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number, 833-687-4448. It's on our website, rightsideradio.org. But if you want to text that number, you can. If you're new to the texting, by the way, the first time you do it, text the word right side. We'll get to put you in the system. It'll ask you for your name and where you're from so we can just say, hey, you know, Paul from Athens or Chappie from Madison, we appreciate you. Raven from Russellville. But I got a text from Keith from Huntsville. He says, I know Boomer's over there laughing. You can probably hear Boomer in the background. He says, did you see the part where Oprah was going to give them all cars and Michelle Obama's going to let them stay in the east wing of her home? Yeah, no, I didn't see that either. Let's it spot on. I mean, and I sit back. I said, "Epic," but yeah, this is just. I mean, in fact, Keith from Huntsville sent me another text too. He said, "Looks like a couple of days." He said, 3 days actually. Was it even 3 days? Anyway, was all the good people of Martha's Vineyard could stand. He talks a little bit about the migrants there, and they couldn't put them to work apparently. And he says, sorry, we don't have the resources to deal with you. We can just get you to get on the bus. That'd be great. Okay. So, but here's the thing, man. The hypocrisy knows no bounds. You got a total freak out going on right now from liberal sanctuary. The same ones who stood up and gave their sanctimonious speeches about their sanctuary city are now going, wait a minute, what? You brought them here, what? And Martha's Vineyard, I mean, one of the most affluent, elitist places in the... Remember when Martha's Vineyard, when Obama had his birthday bash in the giant tent and photographs weren't allowed because why? Because they were maskless during all the masking mandates and somebody snuck a picture out and it embarrassed them? That's Martha's Vineyard. Well, Martha's Vineyard received about 50 illegal immigrants by way of flights paid for by Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislature of Florida, who have set aside money for this very reason. They've literally set aside funds. We're going to pay for it. We'll fly them. We'll get them there, man. Tucker Carlson said last night, yep, thanks to Ron DeSantis, about 50 illegals jumped the moat and got over to the island. And they were promptly today put on buses and taken off. Oh, isn't that just something? Now, we don't have the resources for this here. We don't have the ability to sustain this. We don't have the infrastructure. Literally, story here on National Review. Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce declares a humanitarian crisis. They did, literally. This is laughable. Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce declares a humanitarian crisis over the arrival of 50 migrants. The Chamber of Commerce of Martha's Vineyard said the island was facing a, quote, humanitarian crisis after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent planes carrying 50 illegal immigrants to the island Wednesday afternoon. Here's the quote. To our island community, here's an update on our current humanitarian crisis on Martha's Vineyard. We thank people for their continued help. Snowflakes. The state of Florida paid for their travel out of a fund especially designated for that purpose. And then Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez, who I saw him on the news, and Dylan looks like he's about 14 years old. I guess, you know, Doogie Howser now has a position in the state legislature up there. He says, this is blanking depraved. The governor of one of the biggest states has been spending time hatching a secret plot to round up and ship people just to gain political points on Tucker Carlson. Well, I got news. He gained political points on Right Side Radio. All right, we're going to cover this topic. You want to call in or text in, we would welcome it. 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all the North Alabama man, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m. It is go home time on a Friday afternoon. And I'll tell you, all you folks that are in go home, and we just had, you know, callers that call in and say, like, I'm on the road, or I, you know, and by the way, don't do the text line while you're driving. That's never a good idea. But yeah, it's Friday afternoon, and you may be thinking, okay, What are we doing tomorrow morning? Because it's Saturday, and it's going to be a beautiful, by the way, it appears to be a beautiful early fall Saturday morning. The air is going to be a little more crisp than usual. I don't think we have any real rain in the forecast, maybe spots here and there. But the idea that you're going to get up and, like, have to mess up the kitchen or just eat the regular bowl of cereal and a dry Pop-Tart, no! Just Love Coffee Cafe. That's what I'm saying. If you've got a Just Love Coffee Cafe anywhere near you, I'm going to suggest there's your Saturday morning right there. Get on up, take off your flannel pants and put on something more presentable and head on out the door and go and get yourself like a cappuccino and a womlet. A womlet, that's a giant omelet cooked in a waffle iron filled with all kinds of stuff. Even has tater tots in it. Listen, the food over there, they got waffles, they've got eggs, they've got womlets, they've got biscuits, they've got, I mean, it's unbelievable. That and, like, super award-winning coffee. They can grind the beans fresh, make you a light roast, dark roast, medium roast, award-winning blend of regular black coffee, or what Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. Your kitchen's not messed up. You got a great atmosphere. So here's the deal. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, out towards City Hall, South Parkway in Huntsville, over there near Whole Foods. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. And please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. I love both locations. That's great.
Hey, we had a caller a second ago. We missed it. She didn't want to come on. But it was Deb. And she said about the Martha Vineyard stuff.
Yeah.
She said she had a new name for the Democrats there in Martha Vineyard.
Yeah.
Dinos. Democrats in name only.
So there's the Rhino version. There's Dino. Because they can't stand up under their own policies. Yeah. Deb, spot on. I like it.
Yes.
I mean, they're gonna be liberal Democrats when it suits them, but not when the rubber meets the road. They're just like,
that's right.
So they're fair weather Democrats, I guess.
Fair weather.
Dinos. All right, I like it. Back on the topic. Every state's a border state. That's what I'm calling it. But you got to laugh at the goofiness right now of the liberals. So first of all, get this, and this is very sobering. I will say this, and it's an awful situation. But when you look at it, there's been so much death attributed to the Biden border policies. It's awful, and you've got the fact that literally, as I saw somebody on Twitter made a great point, very salient point, that 50 migrants show up in Martha's Vineyard and cause some kind of an apocalyptic meltdown. But when you had 50 of them die in a truck that was abandoned in the heat of the El Paso area or Del Rio area summer heat, there was hardly any coverage. I mean, would you please be consistent? we are seeing tragedy coming across our border. People are dying coming across our border. And yet you got these communities saying, we're a sanctuary city. You should let them come here. We would take them if it was us. Okay, here. I got you a busload. And then all of a sudden, huh, they can't handle it. Well, so New York Post had an article just a couple days ago. New York Post. Sanctuary City Democrats' laughable angst on illegal migrant costs. I mean, it's unreal. Do you know what Texas and Arizona are having to do? What they're putting up with? What they've suffered? Democrats and media outlets are suddenly alarmed that illegal immigrants are turning sanctuary cities like Washington, New York, and Chicago into, quote, unofficial border towns. Never mind the pain in the actual border towns in Texas and Arizona since Joe Biden opened the southern border per Democrats' wishes. Migrants have transformed D.C. into an unofficial border town, a Washington Post story lamented last week, quoting an official from a group that helps newcomers there. The paper flags the political gamesmanship of Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ducey of Arizona, who it says are busing migrants as a political statement. Well, it turned right around. You got Democrat reps from New York and D.C. and Illinois calling on $50 million for federal funding for sanctuary cities. It's always their way, right? Ask for money. Oh, money will solve it all, but it's got to be government money. We don't want private donations. Government money, if you please. Well, if this is such a heinous thing, if the governors of Florida, Texas, and Arizona are really that awful, then could somebody explain to me, please, why the mayor of El Paso, Texas, gets a pass? Pray tell, Phil, what do you mean? Charlene pointed the story out to me this morning. I just looked it up. Storyline out last night, 8:26 p.m. Texas Dem-led city approves a $2 million contract to bus migrants to other towns and seeks federal payback for it. Wow! The audacity of this. So very quietly, ain't nobody saying nothing. You just look at it and go, and they're getting a pass from the lamestream media. El Paso borders Mexico. It's seen its own increase in illegal immigration. But it says here, a Texas Democrat city approved a $2 million contract with a charter bus company in order to transport migrants to other cities. The contract between El Paso and the Go-Go Charters LLC was approved by the El Paso City Council on Monday of this week by a 3-1 vote, and the private company will, quote, transport migrants to other cities as needed. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, gotta wonder, how come we're not hearing about this from the angry talking heads at CNN? $2 million will be spent over the next 16 months. The city is hoping for a reimbursement from the Biden administration. Of course they are, because they're run by Democrats. Never mind the fact that the Republican governor has been excoriated. Never mind the fact that Martha's Vineyard, the state representative there, thinks it's a travesty that this is happening. The Democrats can do it, and ain't nobody saying nothing. In fact, where's that story? I had a story. Let me look down in my stack here real quick. And rattling paper. No, not that one on Gavin Newsom. Oh, here it is. Story from NBC News, June of this year. Amid the border surge, the Biden administration plans to send migrants to cities deeper inside the U.S., starting with L.A., says internal documents. What? The Department of Homeland Security plans to transport migrants awaiting immigration proceedings from U.S. cities along the southern border farther into the interior, beginning with Los Angeles in the coming weeks. The plan would alleviate overcrowding on the border, where record numbers of border crossers have overwhelmed the capacity of shelters in some cities. The new model would use federal funds to send migrants to shelters in cities farther inside before they go to their final destinations. They'll be sent to places like Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, and then points beyond. They jokingly call it the Abbott Plan. Why? Because they're taking a lead from Governor Greg Abbott, who is hiring buses to take migrants to other places. It says many migrants have already accepted the free 30-hour ride to Washington to get closer to their final destinations on the East Coast. Now, the official said, DHS is taking a page from Abbott's book and paying for buses and flights itself to alleviate overcrowding. So the administration is doing the exact same thing that it's excoriating. In fact, these are executive branch officials, if you get down to it, because they're with DHS. And they are calling it the Abbott Plan, using federal funds to transport. Wow. I'll tell you what, let me take a call real quick before the break. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, bud?
Doing well, gentlemen and everybody. But I thought I'd say that a quick comment as far as Martha's Vineyard getting illegal aliens in there, or whatever you want to call them, to be more correct. I would not mind that place being the new Ellis Island.
That's awesome. Send us your poor, your huddled masses to yes, the new Ellis Island. We'll set up the transfer station right there. Bring them in, all of them. Martha's Vineyard. I don't know. The Obama enclave might be worth a little less. But I mean, is you know, truthfully, that is one of the most elitist communities. It's known that way. It prides itself on that. It's, you know, it's got overpriced infrastructure. It's got overpriced housing, and it's a place where the elites go to party, and it's been that way for quite some time. Martha's Vineyard, and illegal migrants there? What? We believe in sanctuary policies. Quick, let me hug their neck while I get them a bus. And you can watch the news. It was like, oh, we love you, and best of luck to you. Get on the bus. Okay, good. Good to see you. Take care. Right sometime. Okay, bye. That's what's happening. They couldn't keep them 24 hours, man. It's unreal. Unreal. All right, Boomer, move me to a break about a minute early. We'll come back, and I'll tell you about what Illinois is doing, what Gavin Newsom is calling out, what Republicans are asking about the use of Amtrak. Good Lord. It's on and on and on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll wrap it up in a minute. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Look, heading into the weekend, I got to tell you, Alabama's unemployment rate, just a quick aside here, Alabama's unemployment rate is at one of the lowest levels it's ever been, one of the lowest in the nation, 2.7% last time I looked. But the problem we do have still is the actual index that measures workforce participation. Are we seeing the same number of people looking for work? And the answer to that is no. Well, there's a bunch of folks that are starting to come back out of the shadows, so to speak. They're coming back from the malaise of the COVID pandemic, looking for work. If you're looking for a job, let me suggest to you my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they're one of the best around at what they do. They've been one of the sponsors of this show since the day it started. I was over there talking to them again yesterday. ZLA Solutions is doing an amazing amount of work putting people and jobs together. Just doing it in epic fashion. But if you're looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com. You can find jobs posted all over the northern part of the state. Great employers. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, well, ZLA can do that for you. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, blue collar, white collar, no collar, doesn't matter. At ZLA Solutions, their goal is to do what they always say. We want to make your business better. And that's their deal, man. They're going to help you make your business better, putting jobs and people together. So check them out, ZLAUSA.com, and do tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, listen, just got a new text from Frank in Madison. He says, here's the bonus question. What vineyard has received notice for its wine, spelled W-H-I-N-E? Like a little cheese of that wine? Frank, good pun. You are a Right Side ruffian. All right. Well, piece that I've got from National Review, headlined as of yesterday, the border crisis is a crisis for all Americans. And it is. I mean, we've got right now the Illinois governor just freaking out. Illinois has gotten what? Like a few hundred busloads? And Illinois is freaking out. Never mind the fact, by the way, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, the scary-looking mayor of Chicago, shipped out busloads from Chicago into a neighboring Republican-led suburban town. Didn't tell them it was coming, just shipped them out. Nobody said boo to her about it. The Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued an emergency disaster proclamation recently to help his state cope with hundreds of migrants. Hundreds. They've had almost 500 migrants in the last month in Chicago. Texas, listen, y'all, Texas sees like 500 every few hours. They've had like almost 500 have arrived. We don't know what to do. State of Illinois had to activate 75 members of the Illinois National Guard to help, you know, deal with the crisis before them. How about this? Gavin Newsom, the you know, the hair guy out there governing California, Gavin Newsom asked the Department of Justice to consider kidnapping charges after GOP governors ship migrants out of state. Never mind the fact that the Biden administration has been doing this for quite a while, and the Biden administration even jokingly refers to it as the Abbott plan. Well, Governor Gavin Newsom has asked the Department of Justice to look into whether sending migrants to other parts of the country constituted kidnapping or other federal crimes. In a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Newsom asked whether actions by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sending illegal immigrants from their respective states to destinations like New York and Washington and Martha's Vineyard were illegal. Well, he's so concerned. I feel certain that, you know, he's literally trying so hard to make sure that, you know, they're all taken care of. Wow. All right. What else I got? Republicans are probing story here from dating back to August 17th. So we're right at 30 days almost. Fox News. Republicans probing if Biden plans to use Amtrak to transport illegal aliens. Well, keep in mind that Amtrak is paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Thank you very much. House Republicans are eyeing a probe into whether President Biden and administration officials are planning to use Amtrak to transport illegal aliens from portions of the U.S.-Mexico border. 19 GOP lawmakers on the House Transportation Committee say that with Biden eager to end Title 42 on the border, a pandemic emergency order to expel illegal aliens, that the public deserves answers over how the White House plans to deal with the surge. We're concerned, they said, about the impact that a significantly greater border surge could cause to your services and the potential use of Amtrak in the administration's response to its self-created border crisis. Republicans in particular worry that the White House is planning to utilize Amtrak to transport migrants from one section of the U.S.-Mexico border to another for processing if immigration checkpoints are inundated with new arrivals. In other words, listen, folks, illegals are flooding the border. Like, it's to the point of being, you have to consider this to be a mass migration event. We're to the point that you can literally say there will be, within the Biden administration's term of office, which is not quite 2 years yet, we can already say that millions have come into the border. I saw somebody tweeted or texted to the text line yesterday and said that from the numbers that he ran, it appears that we've gained 1% more of our country in terms of the population based upon illegal immigration alone during the Biden administration. And they are literally blaming these Republican governors whose states are being overwhelmed for daring to say, listen, if you're going to ship them out, Mr. President, if you're already going to be shipping them out anyway, then we're going to do it. We're going to do it too. And we're going to send them, by the way, to the cities that mock us from their podiums. The cities where the leadership stands up and says in sanctimonious fashion, well, if they were here, we would welcome them. We will call ourselves a sanctuary city. We have the benefits and the infrastructure. Oh, my gosh, you sent them here? And now I got to feed them? Emergency. And next thing you know, they're asking for $50 million in government assistance and activating their National Guard and calling out the Republican governors and declaring that they have in some way created a crisis, a humanitarian crisis for which they should be held legally accountable by the Biden Department of Justice. Well, I got news. It's falling on deaf ears, man. And I'm seeing it as just, this is righteous, in my opinion. I mean, I've got so many stories I didn't even touch. Heritage, Biden encourages massive illegal immigration and tries to hide it with secret flights. That was January of this year. Sanctuary cities, border crisis costs, and a rude awakening for the left. That was September 9th, just last week. How about CNN? Texas sends two buses of migrants to the vice president's residence in Washington. Yes, they did. But National Review caps it off. The editors at National Review wrote a piece in Today. It came out today. Just taking to task the fact that Vice President Kamala Harris told NBC's Chuck Todd this week that we have a secure border. No, we don't. Not at all. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are providing Democrats with just the slightest sample of what it is like to be on the border. And the border crisis, says National Review, is a crisis for all Americans. And it is. It is. It is. All right, folks. What a great week. What a full week. We got a big week coming next one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I will be back here Monday at 2. You guys have an amazing weekend. We love you. We'll see you then.